All right, welcome to the Apex Vaulting Podcast. This is episode 121. We've uploaded a couple of videos in the past few weeks that I wanted to kind of discuss and then bring up a new topic. We posted about inverting and, you know, if you've ever heard about that stuck in the bucket position. In both videos, we covered two things that are very, very important when you're talking about the pole vault or anything. One, you have to have the physical ability to do something, right? So in the invert video, we actually go over a couple strength testers that we do over at the high bar. Shin to bar is the easiest one, and then pullovers more difficult. If you could do those exercises, fine. You are strong enough to invert properly and avoid getting stuck in the bucket, which in the stuck in the bucket video, we talk about that's at the end of the swing. If you get stuck in the bucket, your hips never go above your shoulders, right? So if your shoulders are here and your hips are still down here at the end of the swing, instead of coming up and over, that's stuck in the bucket. Again, you have to make sure you have the strength to avoid getting stuck in the bucket and to properly invert. If you do those high bar exercises, shin to bar, pullovers, you could do them, you're strong enough. If not, we also go over in the video some exercises that you could do to strengthen your upper back so you are strong enough to complete those moves, right? Not get stuck in the bucket, to invert properly. Again, the upper back is crucial for those technical components of the vault, right? So you have to be physically capable. Make sure you're physically capable first. The second thing is, do you have the skill? Do you have the skill? So you can work on technique, right? So we have a slew of drill videos that go over swing, turn, all that kind of stuff. But we did put out the stuck in the bucket video, and we kind of go over something that you can do on a pull-up bar, high bar, to work on the swing, to work on actually feeling your upper back engage and pulling your hips above your shoulders. And then, you know, you could try to apply that to your jump. And again, there's so many different drill variations that you could do. You could do it from a one left all the way back to your five, six, or seven. Obviously, you could play around with the carry. You could do overhead, low, high carry. So there's a lot of different drill variations and progressions you can use. But those two videos go over two things. And the example that I've been using at the club, I'm sure everybody knows the card game Uno, right? So let's say you're playing Uno. You got that wild card and you got the reverse card. Those are two cards that you could play, right, to help win the game. Now, if you just hold those cards in your hand the whole time, what happens? You're going to lose the game. So why not play those cards, right? So again, if you're not strong enough, you try those high bar testers, you got to work on your strength and conditioning. You got to get stronger. You got to get faster. Also, you know, for a while now, we've had our strength and conditioning app. If you go on our Instagram page, I always have a link on the bottom of these videos as well. It's on the Bridge app. Calvin Hartman, a former Apex vaulter and coach, he's now a full-time strength and conditioning coach. He has developed a strength and conditioning program for beginners and more advanced. And there is also a fully customizable option as well. But you can get strength and conditioning through your phone, through this app. There's videos for every exercise. There's cues, and then you can even chat with Calvin. You can send him, you know, questions or comments, and even send him your workout videos, and he'll get back to you. This is a great option for vaulters who don't have access to a strength coach, maybe their coach is not that great at strength. I mean, I just talked to a girl that's in college. They got a better strength coach this year, but the prior years, the strength coach thought that all track athletes, right? I'm assuming not the throwers, but all the non-throwers in the track team, they didn't need upper body workouts. So you might be in a situation like that. So you need a little bit of help. This is a great way to get that help. So again, you got the wild card, the reverse card. One is physical training, getting yourself physically prepared to do something. The other thing is becoming more skillful. Do you have the skills? Do you know how to take off? Do you know how to swing? Do you know how to turn? Right? And you have to work on those skills with drills. Okay. So you got to play those two cards. You don't want to play Uno and just hold on to your wild card and reverse card. You got to play them, and you got to play them strategically if you want to win. So think about it this way. There are some vaulters that I know, they are in the boat of like, hey, you need to work on that physical preparedness. You got to get stronger or else this swing and turn are not getting better. But then there's other vaulters too that are very physically prepared. They're very fast, very explosive. but hate doing drills, you're not going to learn the skill then. Okay. So you've got to play both of these cards. Okay. And this leads in to the main topic of this podcast episode that I want to talk about. I think all too often in pole vault, when there's certain issues, and I'm going to name this particular issue, people want to jump to the mental side of pole vault real quick. Okay. You know, I'm sure, unfortunately, some of you out there have been called mental, right? Ah, he's so mental. She's so mental. They could jump so much higher, right? And you might start to buy into the fact that maybe that you could jump higher. Just you're mentally, you know, something's wrong. Okay. Well, this especially comes to play when people start to run through. Okay. Vaulters will start to run through. They can't take off anymore. And everybody right away is like, hey, you're being mental. You're being mental. I will address the mental side. But before we even get there, we need to talk about the physical side and the skill side, right? If you are running through, I'm telling you right now, it's due to lack of ability. And that lack of ability is either that you are not strong enough and fast enough to grip that high, to be on that stiff of a pole, or run from that far. You're physically not capable. Or you don't have the skill ability to jump on that pole, to jump with that grip and jump from that approach. You don't have the skill. And let's go with both sides here. I think obviously there's sometimes athletes who are not that physically capable yet. They might not have the runway speed, right? Let's say you're a guy, you run the 100 in like, I don't know, 12 plus. Let's say you're a girl and you run the 100 in 14 plus. You're not incredibly fast. That's okay. You can still pole vault, but you probably are not going to be capable of moving the same pole as a girl that runs 12 flat or less, or a boy who runs 11 flat or less, right? Also, if you don't have the upper body strength, you're not going to be able to do the skills like the swing and turn effectively enough to continue moving the pole after takeoff. So again, that might limit your grip and pole stiffness, and it might limit how your vault looks, right? Like you might have a coach that's like, oh my gosh, you're not hitting that takeoff. Oh my gosh, you're not getting fully inverted. You just might not be physically capable of demonstrating a takeoff or invert that your coach is looking for. So you need to start training. You need to start to address the physical side of the ball. I'm sure, especially if you're in this boat and you're listening to this podcast, or if you're a coach listening to this and you're thinking about certain athletes, like you can't expect, if you cannot run a certain speed, if you cannot do pull-ups, if you cannot squat a certain weight, you know, you can't expect to get perfectly upside down in the invert. You can't expect to have this like beautiful takeoff with your arms way up above your head. And, you know, no, I mean, you're physically not there. You will do something that is obviously in that direction and progressing towards that, but you can't expect that kind of skill without the physical preparedness to get to that demonstration of skill. Okay. So one, especially if you're a coach, if you're dealing with some athletes that are not as physically capable as some, you can't expect them to look like the athletes that are physically prepared. They're not going to look like Mondo. They are not going to look like Bupka. They are not going to look like whoever, all right? They're going to be some progression on the way there, right? I'm going to use a strength conditioning analogy, right? You can't expect someone to do a 300-pound back squat who is not physically prepared. They might have to do a goblet squat onto a box, right? And in a certain stance so they can start to build the muscle to actually get to a, you know, below parallel squat, right? So same thing with the ball. They might not look exactly like that Olympian, but you're trying to progress them towards that. And you have to help as a coach. And if you're the athlete, you have to know, you have to get physically prepared. But I think the bigger issues with run-throughs fall, and I feel very bad for this demographic of athlete, is the athlete that is physically prepared. I'm going to give you a situation where I feel bad for these athletes, and then I'm going to give you a situation where they have to take ownership, okay? They have to own the situation, and they have to start doing something about it. I feel bad for the talented athletes because I think, especially if you're one of these athletes, you're running through and you're physically capable, okay? You're fast. You can run a good time in the sprints. You long jump into the sand pit pretty far. You have a good vertical leap. You're strong in the weight room, okay? But you're running through right now. And you probably have a high PR. Let's say you're a girl that jumps 12.6 plus. Let's say you're a guy that jumps 14.6 plus, okay? Pole bends. You're doing some of the skills. Here's the thing. You might have coaches tell you, oh my gosh, look at this guy who's slower than you and weaker than you. He's jumping higher than you. Why are you afraid? Why are you running through? Here's the thing the coach is not taking into account. That slower athlete, that potentially weaker athlete who's not running through and jumps higher than you, they are more skillful than you. They have more skill than you. Look, I never jumped super high, okay? For those of you that haven't been listening to my content long enough, I did not jump high in high school. I only jumped 10.6, pole didn't bend, and I helicoptered over the bar, all right? It was terrible. Once I started coaching, I taught myself to vault. I've jumped 13, 11, and 3/4 from a 5 with 13-foot grip. I've never competed from a 7, but I've been able to hold 14 feet from a 7. I just, whenever I was ready to do a 7, there were no competitions. And when there were competitions, my job is coaching, not how high I jump. So a lot of times I'll talk to athletes who are way more physically capable than me, and they can't grip as high as I do. But the reason is because I have more skill than them. So the thing is, they're not being mental, right? That fast, strong athlete who's running through, they are not being mental. They need to learn the skill. And coaches need to stop going to these athletes and saying, stop being mental, stop being afraid. Listen, pole vault is dangerous. You should be afraid if you're not ready to do something. The best example I give people, I don't care if somebody works out or not. If you set up boxes and do box jumps, look, I set up a 6, 12-inch box. Anybody will jump onto a 6 or 12-inch box. But you start slowly raising that box. Let's say you get to 24, 36 inches, whatever. At some point, that person's going to go to do a box jump, and they're going to and balk. Why don't they jump? Are they scared? No, they know. Even though they're not a trained athlete, they know, hey, my shin might catch this box, and I'm going to fall face first and eat shit. That's why people balk in the box jump. I'll give you another analogy. My best bench press is 250. Why haven't I benched 300? Am I scared? Or am I not physically capable enough to do it? Or, you know, not skillful enough? Maybe I need to work on my bench technique. It's one or the other. It's not. And if I am scared, rightfully so, because, you know, you unrack 300 and something goes wrong, that's slamming down onto your chest or worse off, neck if somebody doesn't spot you right. So stop telling the physically prepared athlete that they're scared. Start to pick out the skills that you need to address so they stop running through. An amazing story I'll tell you. There was this very, very physically capable kid from Ohio. He's in high school. His PR 16.9, started running through all the time. The father found, you know, a sports psychologist in New York City, started doing sessions with him. Well, they wanted to set up a one-on-one at my club for the kid to jump in front of the sports psychologist and see if they could fix the problem with the run-throughs. Well, the kid comes to the club with dad, and, you know, sports psychologist is late because, yeah, I don't even know how much they were paying this dude, but I'm sure a lot of money. And, you know, I'm sure this guy thinks he's special. So anyway, the guy's running late, not respecting the client's time. And, you know, the kid starts warming up, and the dad was like, hey, like, would you mind help warming him up before the sports psychologist gets here? I said, yeah, no problem. And the thing is, I've seen this kid jump before. I've seen him at a meet, and I kind of already know. The kid runs backside, and he doesn't jump up at takeoff. He just slams into it. So right off the bat, I know this kid doesn't have the skill of running. especially front side running. Because if you plan on jumping up at takeoff, you need to be front side. It's not going to happen backside. And he doesn't have the skill of jumping up. So I did some simple off the runway drills with him. We slowly started from shorter approaches, got back to a five. At this point, the sports psychologist walked in and I got him to blow through. He's jumping up. He looks great. And the kid blows through a 14.770 and the sports psychologist walks up to him and is like, is this the pole that gives you trouble? And the kid nods and says, yes. So now the psychologist takes him outside of the building to talk to him. I'm not exaggerating, for 10 minutes. They're sitting on chairs outside of the building to talk. They come back into the club and he proceeds to run through and doesn't take another jump up. So first of all, I'm a big believer in results. That psychologist clearly got zero results. And also, I would like to take note, he took a 10-minute break from jumping, didn't do a single skip, didn't warm up at all. He did not run through because of psychology. He ran through because of physiology. He was cold. His muscles were cold. He was not as fast and explosive. He hit out at the mid. He was out at takeoff. And then he started running backside and running through because now instead of focusing on skill that he does not have, running and jumping up, he was focusing on some mumbo jumbo crap. So coaches need to start to address the skill. And listen, if you're an athlete out there and you're like, hey, dude, there's got to be some skill that I got to work on that can fix this run through issue. And it's not going to be easy, guys. It's not going to be one practice. It's going to take time. And you're not going to be able to go back to your full approach right away. And even if you demonstrate a skill from three lefts, it's not going to happen at eight. If your coach doesn't know what to do, you need to start looking for other answers from somebody. I don't care if you have to email somebody, DM somebody, ask other people questions on how to solve your problem. Okay? Now, to address athletes, listen. If you're a stud, and I get it, good athletes, man, you know it. You know you're a good athlete. You're fast. You're explosive. Every coach loves working with you. A lot of times, talented athletes don't want to do drills. You guys just want to try the next pole. Like it's going to work magically. You have to swallow your pride. Even the best athletes have to drill. You have to learn the skills. And look, sometimes I see very talented athletes that they can demonstrate a skill in a full jump, but they are not conscious and aware of the skill. So I don't care if you can hit a decent takeoff 20% of the time. If you don't have control of the takeoff, if you can't manipulate the takeoff, then you don't have the skill of takeoff. And listen, I'm using takeoff as an example, but it could be anything, right? But especially if you're running through, it's, listen, there's something wrong with your run and takeoff and plan. It's got to be addressed. You got to have something wrong there, okay? Or accept just jumping on a smaller and lower grip. That's it. You know what I mean? If you're not willing to put the work in. But either way, in both scenarios that I just explained, right, you either have to put in the physical work to get stronger and faster so you can handle bigger poles and higher grips, or you need to address the skills that will unlock your physical potential and allow you to jump on that biggest pole and grip that you can get on. And listen, eventually, once you get to that point, it's kind of like a balancing act. Sometimes you're going to be very strong. You got to work on skill. At one point, your skill is going to be very good, but now you got to get a little bit strong and you're going to play that game. Okay. And I guess my last piece, and I'm going to end with this. The mental side that you need to work on, and this is very difficult in today's world, guys, you have to accept that on that pathway to either get stronger and faster or learn more skill, you are going to have to stomach failure. You have to accept that failure is part of the process. And look, I ask all my sessions all the time, especially my younger athletes, like middle school, high school, you know, but even in college, I'm like, guys, how easy is it to get a 3.0? I mean, a 3.0 GPA used to be something that people were proud of. Now everybody laughs when I ask that question. I'm like, do you even have to do your homework all the time? They laugh and say no. I'm like, do you got to study all the time? They laugh and say no. So a lot of people are going through life. You don't have to work that hard. You get to pass through. You don't taste failure. And in the pole vault world, as you start to progress, you're going to taste failure, and you have to be willing to do that. You have to put your head down. Like, let's say you are that physically talented kid and you don't jump up at takeoff. You're going to have to stomach feeling like an idiot when you jump. Now, it's really easy in that practice session, especially because you're probably the best kid at practice, just to go back to your five and wrap the highest bungee and feel like a winner. But if you actually want to jump higher, you're going to have to do the drill that maybe some 9-foot girl does that drill better, and you're going to feel like a failure at the end of the practice. But that is how you sharpen your skills. Listen, if you just keep swiping that sword and, you know, trying to cut through stuff, the blade gets dull. And the only way you sharpen it is with drills. Or if you're the kid that needs to get stronger and faster, you are going to sharpen your blade by doing the hard physical work. All right. I hope you guys found this helpful. If you have any comments or questions, please email me at apexvaulting@gmail.com. Hope you guys are appreciating some of the content that's coming out of late. And share this video, share our content, subscribe, leave a comment, email. We appreciate everything from you guys. And enjoy the holidays.